Available at all 21 Twin City locations, including Champion Auto, 2139 Lowry Avenue North, Minneapolis. I get so excited with those jingles, you know, they're so exciting. They just... Sorry. Weather for the city is sunny today. This baseball opener today here in the... I almost said something terrible. And it's like if you take the syllables of twin and cities and switch them around, you end up saying sin twitties. You know what I mean? Sunny today. Occasional clouds tonight. Slight chance of showers or thunderstorms late this afternoon. Uh-oh. They knew I was coming. That's what the problem is. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Today's high 65. Tonight's low 40. And tomorrow's high 60. Right now in the city's 36 degrees at the Twin Cities Rockin' Best. I'm Chris Edmonds, the king or queen of bad jokes. The undisputed queen of bad jokes. And today's bad joke says here, it's from David Wilson of Minnetonka. And it says here, after hesitating for quite some time as to whether or not to send you a bad joke, I finally decided that I would send in the following. Two men walked into a bar, ordered beers. One of the men threw down two bottle caps for payment. The bartender looks down and goes, what's this? Second man motioned the bartender, come here a second. Step out of earshot of the first guy. He goes, that's my uncle over there, man. He's a little confused. You know what I mean? So go ahead and humor him, and I'll settle up with you later, okay? The bartender, realizing there might be a buck in it, said, okay, fine, no problem. Well, after the two men had been drinking for about an hour, the bartender said to the second man, well, it's closing time. How about settling up for you and your uncle? Well, all right, said the man. How many bottle caps do you have? The bartender says, 26. The guy goes, well, fair enough. Now, do you have change for a manhole cover? Stereo 101, 702, and I'm Chris Edmonds on the Twin Cities Rockin' Best, Stereo 101, KDWB FM, Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul. This is Morning Sickness on the Twin Cities Rockin' Best. Stereo 101. Start the hour off with Yes and Rush at 7:13 right now. The news is coming up next. Weather, sports, commentary, lots of other things. But first, this item, rock star Elton John. Although I would not use the word rock and Elton John in the same breath. Anyway, this guy's making rude comments about the United States of America. He says he wouldn't live in the United States if they paid him £100, that's $219 a minute, because he thinks this country's too violent. Oh, please. Elton, I might hasten to add that I imagine you have made about $219 a minute for every minute you were on stage in this country, and you walked right out of here with all that money. Elton, 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 Elton. I can't believe it. And the guy says he wouldn't live here. He takes our money, but he wouldn't live here. Can you believe it? He thinks it's violent. I don't think it's violent here. The sucker takes our money and thinks it's too violent in this country. He thinks, after taking all that, he thinks we're too violent, you'd think he'd like it here, he took all the money, but no, he thinks it's too violent in here. Well, you can just eat lead, sucker!
It's spring.
Stereo 101, 718 right now. The Twin Cities Rockin' Best. I'm Chris Edmonds. Time for the news, weather, sports, and commentary. I went up to my wife last night and said, honey, give me a do. She went downstairs and pulled out an ugly old thing out of the cat box. Unsavory. It wasn't the kind of do I was talking about. In less than 24 hours, the space shuttle is scheduled to roar off of a Cape Canaveral launch pad and put astronaut pilots John Young and Robert Crippen into orbit for 54 hours. I got this guy on the west side here. He can get you in orbit for a hell of a lot less than $200-some billion. You know what I mean? They'll be in orbit for 54 hours. That's despite 2 years of delays and every technical problem imaginable. The countdown is still on target for tomorrow morning's blast off, set for 10 to 6 tomorrow morning. The astronauts will land the shuttle on a dry lake bed at California's Edwards Air Force Base on Sunday, and that'll be on the 20th anniversary of man's first space flight. Oh, how wonderful. The Secret Service has arrested a third person now for making threats against the life of Reagan, 23-year-old Ronald Pepler. He was arrested in Los Angeles in a Skid Row hotel last night while he was still on the phone making those threats. Whoops. Whoopsie. The other suspects, John Hinckley and Edward Richardson, they're in custody as well. And as for the president, well, he's still alive. He may be able to return to the White House this weekend, as a matter of fact, but doctors say it will be a while before he's able to chop any wood or ride horseback. Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker, who visited the president yesterday, reports he's looking good, and looking good, man, and very anxious to get back to his job. Former Polish Communist Party leader Gierek and former Prime Minister Jaroszewicz, not bad, huh, may be put on trial for the nation's economic chaos. That report was carried in a Warsaw newspaper just one day before the Polish parliament met to back out, to work on, rather, an emergency economic program. Changes in the Polish government as well. Western observers report that Soviet military activity in and around Poland continues at an unusually high level, despite the end of the Warsaw Pact army maneuvers. The thorny issue of how much a human life is worth today will be at least talked about by Medicare officials in a study soon. They will determine if taxpayers should pay for expensive heart and organ transplants. The Department of Health and Human Resources will spend $2 million of your dollars to determine whether to spend more of your dollars. Medicare payments for heart transplants were stopped last year. Attorney General Warren Spanos. Now, this is, I think I know my audience pretty well here at the radio station. I suggest you listen up for this one. Attorney General Warren Spanos is proposing that persons charged with drunk driving lose their driver's licenses automatically. Persons charged with. Does that mean if you're not even convicted or anything? You mean you just... That license should be reinstated only if the court determines the driver's innocent. Oh, guilty until proven innocent. I get it. Now drivers are allowed to keep the license for 30 days while awaiting their court hearing. Spanos says over 29,000 Minnesota drivers are stopped each year for drunk driving. About 30% are repeat offenders, and many of those are also problem drinkers. Problems drinkers. Doctors at Hibbing are being credited with saving the life of a 2-year-old boy whose heart stopped beating for about 3 hours. The little man was found lying in a pond by a passerby near Nashwalk and was rushed to a Hibbing hospital while CPR methods attempted to revive the boy. Finally, after 3 hours of work, the youngster's heartbeat was restored, and he has since been transferred to the pediatric ward. He's still in critical condition. Well, Cleveland court failed to reach a verdict in the obscenity trial of punk rocker Wendy Williams, who was accused of sexually suggestive nightclub performance. Williams, of course, is a drawing card for the Plasmatics, who were recently doing their destruction and shaving cream act in the Twin Cities. Prosecutors wanted a guilty verdict on a charge of pandering obscenity.
I have more on that, as a matter of fact.
I should call somebody. I'm from Cleveland, man. I should call over there. I can't put them on the air, but that would be interesting. Let's see if I can get a hold of somebody there. Let's see if I can get the whole story. They opened... This is pretty interesting. She wore a heavy chain necklace, skin-tight red pants, and a black tank top and knee-high boots to Cleveland Municipal Court. They must be eating this stuff up in Cleveland, I'll tell you that. They showed a videotape. And on the videotape, let's see, what does it say? On the tape, Miss Williams was shown performing with the upper part of her body covered only by shaving cream. It also showed her gesturing with the microphone in a way that the prosecutor termed obscene. It also goes out here, says several people applauded after the tape was shown in the courtroom. Now that's the Cleveland I know and love. Many persons keep talking about how they're hurting for money, but someone has a lot of loot. The government reports $50 billion worth of $100 bills floating around out in the cosmos somewhere. That's a 17% jump in the number of the big bills since 2 years ago. And this leads the Treasury Department to wonder who has all these century notes. Economists feel the $100 bill syndrome is just another side effect of inflation. In other words, what they're saying is three bags of groceries that cost you $35 in 1967 cost about $100 now. Peter Daly, Chief of Planning and Policy for the U.S. Bureau of Engraving, warns that if people are saving them for a rainy day instead of investing, they're losing about $15 in interest each year on each bill.
Wow.
Well, now we know. A study by the Connecticut Mutual Life Insurance Company confirms that most Americans over 65 think that sex is not very important. And heretofore, only unscientific studies are made, of course, usually by inquisitive children. For example, old grandma was once asked, "When does a person get too old to have an interest in sex?" And she replied, "When you lose all your teeth." And see, I got one way back in here. The same grandma was taken to the hospital to see a newborn babe. And the nurse held the baby up to the window of the viewing room. "By cracky," cackled Grandma, "if my memory serves me correctly, that's a boy." Grandma falls into the category, along with two-thirds of her age group, who figures that they are sexually shot down. And a third of those over 65 may have lied on their questionnaires, but they said they still have a lively interest in sex. Ooh. Can you see me in about 30 years? I'll be working at, like, be working at Key or something, you know, sitting there playing that kind of music and still be telling my dirty jokes, too. I'll be ready. I'm prepared. Okay, and sports now. Boy, I got a good day for sports today. Good news. Nothing but good news. North Stars beat Boston 5-4. And that was in overtime. Stars now leading the series 1-0. Tim Young's backhand shot from in front of the net was tipped in by Steve Payne 3.5 minutes into overtime. And that gave the Stars their first win ever in Boston. In something like 35 games, 40 games, something like that. A lot of games are played in Boston until they finally won one last night. Payne nailed down the hat trick. Game 2 is tonight at the Boston Gardens. The Twins open their 1981 baseball season at the Met this afternoon. Today is the day. Today and today only at the Met Sports Center. The Twins will be playing baseball against the Oakland A's. And you know what that means, too. What's his face? Leave it to me. Billy Martin, of course, will be there. That should be interesting. See if bring your marshmallows. Jerry Kuzman will pitch for the Twins. And in the Major League opener yesterday, Cincinnati beat Philly 3-2. Gopher baseball teams on the road this coming weekend. A doubleheader at Oral Roberts in Tulsa tomorrow. Two games at Oklahoma State on Saturday. And the Kicks open their outdoor season Sunday afternoon in New Jersey against the New York Cosmos. Highly recruited guard Tommy Davis of Aberdeen, Maryland has signed a letter of intent to attend the University of Minnesota next fall to play basketball. Weather for the cities, opening day of the baseball season for the Twins. Sunny skies, occasional clouds tonight, slight chance of showers or thunderstorms. Doesn't sound too bad. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Today's high 65, tonight's low 40, tomorrow's high 60. And right now in the cities it's 38 degrees. At 7:25, 25 after 7, I'm Chris Edmonds with Cream at the Twin Cities Rockin' Best, 101 FM.